I mean, the goal itself was a freak, wasn't it? I mean, to have one in the game and a man 20 minutes after. I mean, the Stockhope's never had done to him before, and I've never seen it. But other than that, it was an open game. We was involved. We had our fair share of chances, but we just lacked that urgency, that just extra bite that's just normally there. And unfortunately, it didn't come off today.
Cruel on David because he's had a terrific season.
Yeah, of course, and he'll be disappointed, as every keeper would be. But as you say, the season that he's had this year, you know, he's been, you know, for me, one of our top performers, and nothing like that will tar his season in our eyes and in that dressing room.
In terms of preparation for the game, how difficult was it in view of what happened at the Amex on Monday?
Yeah, no, obviously, listen, we had a great day Monday, along with the fans, along with the manager, the chairman, you know, everyone celebrate in the right way. But, you know, we knuckled down from Tuesday onwards, training in a professional manner. We knew we had a job still to be done. We've come here with all the intentions of doing that. And tonight wasn't our night, but as I said before, this could be a blessing in disguise, a kick up the backside that we need. When we've had a defeat, more often this season than not, we've come back and we've responded very well, and I don't expect anything different.
Interesting word to kick up the backside. When you've won promotion, it still means a lot these last few
games. Yeah, 100%. Listen, don't get me wrong, what's happened this week has been fantastic for the football club, for the town and for the people involved and the owners. But it's not finished yet. You know, there's still the cherry on top of the cake that we want to get, and we deserve to get it as well. And we'll be fighting very hard next Saturday at home against Bristol. But first and foremost, we'll be putting in the work Monday to Friday at training.
I was going to say, you're expecting a tough week next week?
Yeah, no, we will. And maybe deserved. You know, it sometimes needs to go back to basics, a bit of old school running and things like that. But listen, if that's what it takes to get us over the line, then that's it. You know, we've got a good dressing room in sense that we've got enough talent in there, but enough lads that know when we have or haven't performed. And we didn't do that tonight, so we regroup as a team and we work hard and we go again next week.
Finally, going back to those celebrations on Monday, I mean, the people celebrate in different ways. Some of the more senior players seem quite reserved, the younger players were full of it.
Yeah, listen, it's great for everyone involved. As you said, there was different ways of celebrating, some with their families, obviously some that want to just go crazy, including the chairman. But listen, everyone deserved it. It's been a long time coming. And you can't begrudge anyone to in any way or style that they wanted to celebrate. But it was short-lived. We knuckled down from Tuesday onwards, and we tried, trained and tried hard today, but it just wasn't to come.